on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
This is your friendly reminder that this Friday is Valentine's Day. And yes, you still need to ask your wife to be your Valentine.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5. Kramer is out on vacation, so it's just Jess with you this morning and Charlotte. And welcome to Nieces Know Best. Every single week, I chat with my nieces. Maya is 10. Abby is 12. Turning 13 in a month. It's fine. I don't want to think about it. But I talk to the girls every week just about life and just about, you know, things, current events. Because I think that kids are just unapologetically themselves and are so honest that they cannot help it. And with Valentine's Day coming up in a few days, I was just curious, like, what do they think you should be getting your partner for Valentine's Day? Take a listen. So this week is Valentine's Day. And I know. And I'm curious what you guys think adults should be getting each other for Valentine's Day. This is also my first Valentine's Day as a wife, which is like crazy. But like, what do you guys think? What do you think that adults should be getting each other for Valentine's Day? Abby, you go first.
I think like doing things together, going to an aquarium, or like making cookies.
Yeah, like heart-shaped cookies, or like cookies with like red and pink like chocolates or M&Ms in them. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, Maya, what do you think?
Maybe you guys can like watch a movie together or play video games together if you like doing that kind of stuff. I like playing Animal Crossing. You could also eat more chocolates. Mm-hmm. That's fancy.
So I'm hearing it's really just an excuse to like have as much sweets as possible.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Listen, like, whether you, like, you're in a relationship or you're doing Galentine's or whatever, I love a theme. Like, I feel like that, like, Valentine's Day is the only other, like, acceptable holiday throughout the year that you can just, like, binge on candy. And at least this time it's, like, so cute, decorated with roses all over the place.
Exactly. There's so many cute, like, cupcakes at the grocery store right now and stuff. Like, I was there the other night and I was like, I love a theme.
I love a theme.
I love a theme. How am I not supposed to want the cute, heart-shaped everything right now? No. You know what I
mean? That's what I mean. And I feel like it's either whether you want to get something for your partner or if you just want to like celebrate with someone that you love, whether it's like your best friend or whatever. Also, side note, do you think we should bring back like, because you know when you're at school and you get all of your friends Valentine's Day cards and you always have to get, and you have to give everyone, I mean, I don't know if they still do that, I'm assuming, but you had to get everyone a Valentine's Day card in your class. Mm-hmm. Like, should we do that at work and like still get like the little kid ones?
I would love that.
Wouldn't that be cute?
And I think we need to like, I don't know, we need to tell our friends we love them more. Like,
yes.
Platonic love is so important. Mm-hmm. I think we should start doing candygrams again.
We should.
Adult candygrams. Bring them back.
Maybe, I think I might be bringing
everyone.
We're going
to start a trend.
Let's do it on Friday.
Should we do this? Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
We're doing it on Friday. It. It's Jess on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.